All right. Let me skip down to 13 because I got to get there. In him, you also, in him, you also have heard the word of truth, the glad tidings, gospel of your salvation, and have believed and heed to and relied on him, was stamped with the seal of long promised Holy Spirit. See, you've been sealed. You've been stamped with the seal of the long promised Holy Spirit. You're God. You belong to God. You belong to God. You do not belong to the devil. You are God's responsibility. You are God's responsibility to provide, protect, to lead, guide, instruct, teach. You're his responsibility. But it's your responsibility to do what he tells you. To take time to listen to him, find out what he's saying, and do it. Now, if he's telling you what to do and you won't do it, then who's responsible for the failure? Hallelujah. Are y'all in the house tonight? Amen. That spirit, verse 14, that spirit is what? That spirit is the guarantee of our inheritance. The Holy Spirit that you've been sealed, stamped, is the guarantee of your inheritance, that you get everything God promised you. Long life, eternal life, health, strength, protection, wisdom, knowledge, favor, joy, peace, on down. It is the guarantee. You have authority over everything that come from that world of darkness. You're one with the Lord Jesus Christ. You're God's son. You're God's daughter, just like anyone else that's born again. And God is no respecter person, but he is respecter faith. Hallelujah. So he's the guarantee of our inheritance, the first fruits, the pledge, and foretaste, down payment on our heritage, in anticipation of its full redemption. See, we don't have it all. Our spirit man have been made brand new. There's no improvement can be made on your spirit because you've been created in the God class. You've been born again. But we don't have it all, but this body gonna have to be, something has to be done to it. You got another body coming. This mind gotta be, some work gotta be done on it. Are you hearing me? Yeah. Hallelujah. He said, anticipation of the full redemption, and our acquiring complete possession of it, to the praise of his glory. Here we go. This is what Paul prayed, and now we get into it. He said, I skip verse 15 to get to it. He said, I do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. For I always pray to God for you. Let me just sort of kick over here in the King James, okay? And I'll come back and forth. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, this is King James, can you put that up there? Be good. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory. I want y'all to get this now. That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you what? Now look what he's going to give you. That he may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation. Where you, the wisdom is the ability to see it. Revelation reveals to you what you need to see. Other words, where it was hidden, unknown, now it's revealed. If you see it and know it, have knowledge, wisdom, knowledge, revelation, knowledge, because that's what he's going to say in just a minute, the spirit of wisdom, revelation, knowledge in him. All right, now let's finish reading it. So we, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that you have the wisdom of God, the revelation of his knowledge, that you know who you are, you know him, you know about things like he knows about them. You see them the way he see them. You understand that you have been given the same authority over the principalities and power and works of darkness and evil and demonic activity and demonic forces and wicked spirits. You have been given authority over them just like Jesus. They have no, you have authority over them. That means when you speak to them, they have to do what you say, just like Jesus. They have to do what Jesus said. But most people don't believe it. That's why they back away from it. If I said it, I don't know if I ought to say that. But you have been given, that's why he was praying that you get the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, that you know that you have authority in this earth. You're not here trying to hang on. That's why they boiled John in oil and couldn't hurt him. You can't kill. They put the three Hebrew boys in the fire and it couldn't burn them. Those people, when you hear, you remember when, who was that, Stephen? He chose to give up his life. He chose to do it. He made a decision. Jesus stood up and gave him a standing ovation. What God wants to understand, and I've been looking at this because I don't want to be a chicken. Come on, y'all. If I have this kind of authority, I'm finna kick some. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You understand? I'm not gonna sit up here and whine and cry and beg and plead when God has given me what? Everything I need. It's you, it's me, it's us that we gotta take time and give God the proper time he need in study, meditation, waiting on him. Spending time in prayer, spending time in the word, letting that word come out of our mouth. I ain't asking my feeling how. I'm not asking my feeling how. I don't feel like. I didn't ask you anyway. I'm going to confess and say what the word says. Hallelujah.